Carrion crows, Corvus carone, are common throughout England, Wales, and most of Scotland. Carrion crows are only found on the eastern edges of the island of Ireland, whereas hooded crows are present everywhere. Hybrids can be found in the regions where the two species coexist, including parts of Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Isle of Man. From the early 1970s to the early 2000s, the number of carrion crows in the UK steadily increased and remained largely stable. In some places, the number of carrion crows is under control. On the UK Green List, the species is listed. The carrion crow is a medium-sized bird with a length of about 50 centimeters. It has a distinctive, strong beak that it uses to crack open nuts and other difficult food items, along with glossy black feathers. It is frequently confused with the hooded crow, Corvus cornix, which has a similar appearance but can be told apart by having entirely black plumage, being larger in size, and having a heavier bill. Although the bird appears almost identical to a raven in a photograph, the latter is a much larger species. Though it is much more difficult to tell a carrion crow from a young rook, you can do so by looking at their bills. The bill of the carrion crow is much thicker and more blunt. Mythology and folklore have long included carrion crows, frequently portrayed as menacing or mysterious creatures with supernatural abilities. In some cultures, they are viewed as omen bearers or guides for the dead and are connected to the afterlife and death. Although a crow perched on your roof was considered a sign of impending death and a group of crows is referred to in Scottish folklore as a murder, not all stories about crows are unfavorable. A Haida folktale from the Pacific Northwest describes a crow stealing the sun from the sky chief and illuminating the world. Crows are known for engaging in anteing, which involves rubbing ants all over their feathers or lying next to an ant hill and letting the ants crawl through their feathers. The precise reason why birds do this is still unknown. Some claim that ants act as insecticides and aid in managing parasites like feather mites. Others claim it's a method of catching prey, luring the ants to empty their poisonous sacs so the birds can eat them safely. Crows are cunning foragers who occasionally trail adult birds to locate their nests. They occasionally rob other animals of their food. Another group of crows followed common mergansers to catch minnows the ducks were chasing into the shallows, and a group of crows was observed distracting a river otter from stealing its fish. Additionally, they occasionally pursue songbirds as they land after a lengthy flight during migration and seize the worn-out animals. Crows also gather fruit from trees, eat from outdoor dog dishes, and catch fish. Most crows are local. This indicates that they remain local to their breeding grounds and do not migrate. Compared to crows living in rural areas, urban crows have a much smaller territory. Only 10% of the nesting territory of rural crows is found in urban areas.